Hello and welcome back to the Happiness Project podcast. I'm your host, Rena Jain, a psychologist, podcaster, and a content writer. For the ones who don't know, I'm talking to you from Bombay, a city of dreams. That's what they say. But I do intend to settle down somewhere in the hills. Well, I'm here to add value to your life. I started this podcast with an intention to serve, to help, and to be of purpose to the community and do something for the greater good. Along the way, creating content on this podcast has merely taught me the value of connection, consistency, altruism, and an acceptance of what is. So what is happiness? A box full of chocolates? Pretty roses? Puppies? A solo trip to a Mediterranean country? Or a penthouse in NYC? I don't know. I don't know what exactly is happiness. It could mean a lot of things to a lot of people. It can be momentary or something that is long-lasting. Or maybe a state of being. Look, I'm not here to answer that question for you. But I am definitely here to plant those seeds in your mind that will get you to reflect on this very question of what does happiness mean to you. I typically learn through the process of elimination in my life, meaning by doing certain things and knowing that this is what I don't want to do, or this is what is not going to make me happy. Even though I don't know what makes me happy yet, I know for sure what doesn't make me happy. So that way I'm getting closer to being my authentic self and finding my authentic purpose. And if that means shedding my old self, so be it. I'm at least being honest with myself, and that's what matters. That is really all that matters. I hope that you find your why behind everything that you do and find your individual consciousness that threads your life together so you can instantly spot that glow in the center of your being. I'm now introducing Minutes of Happiness on the Happiness Project podcast. I'm so excited to announce that we've now completed 100 episodes on this podcast. And it's been an incredible journey. So this has been on my mind for a very long time. Not just for y'all, but even for me to find joy in the little things in life. The little things in life matter the most. However, we get so caught up in the big moments that we don't see them. In today's fast-paced, forward-thinking world, it's easy to forget about the little things in life. So for the next few minutes, let's slow down and enjoy the beauty of a few minutes of happiness. I hope through Minutes of Happiness, you're able to make happiness a habit so that it becomes a permanent part of your personality and you're able to keep getting in touch with the bliss body within you. Yes, we all have one.
How do you let go? It is so difficult for people to let go, especially because it means letting go of aspects of your past. Aspects of you.
I think one of the most amazing things I've ever felt was in the act of letting go. Just imagine, like a huge solid rock is lifted from the very core of your soul, and you start feeling this lightness all of a sudden, and you just don't realize for how long you've been carrying that rock in your body, in your soul. And trust me, the moment I felt that lightness, that deep exhale, I don't know if I've ever felt something like that. And once I felt that, I wanted to keep feeling that feeling. And then with steady practice, my brain would automatically learn to let go every time something or someone pulls me down. I understand that letting go is not easy. It's one of the most difficult things anybody can ever do. And it also happens because suffering is so comfortable, isn't it? Like, I would rather suffer because I just don't know any other way. I don't know anything else. And maybe doing something that I already know is comfortable. And that's exactly why people hold on to things in their lives, hold on to people for years together. But it's also important to understand that you can create your own comfort all over again. And that happens slowly, steadily with practice. But you need to give yourself a chance to do that, you know. And every time you feel stuck, just imagine that rock being lifted from the very core of your body and soul, and see how that feels. Thank you for listening to the Happiness Project podcast. Well, you can now subscribe to my podcast on whatever platform that you're listening this podcast on, either Apple, Spotify, Google, literally wherever. Well, just to let you know that I'm now accepting stories of your minutes of happiness. It could be literally anything. You could write to me, you could send me a voice note. We now have this option available too. So I'm looking forward to receiving so many stories from your end, and let's together create some happiness in and around us. I'm going to see you next week. Until then, take care and stay well.